Good morning, everybody. I'm Pastor Craig. This is What's Happening, Marion, and you're on The Talking Place. Well, it's kind of gloomy out there today, but there's all kinds of stuff happening this weekend and the coming up week. We've got a full slate of things. So if the weather can just hold out a little bit, you'll be able to take in some fun stuff. And it really looks like today is going to be the worst day this weekend. So let's get started. Today, there's all kinds of free stuff going on. Today, September 8th, Friday night, free. Five Nights on Campus Extra, the Palace Theater Big Band. Tonight from 6 until 7:30 p.m. at OSU at Marion. You can relive the fun of the swing era with tunes from Glenn Miller, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Stan Kenton, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and more. Bring your blanket or lawn chair. You know, considering kind of it's been sort of wet off and on today, you might want a lawn chair versus a blanket. But anyway, bring a blanket or lawn chair. They're going to be set up on the front steps of the library building. So that's at OSU of Marion, free 6:30 to 7. Tonight, second Friday of the month, Shining Light Baptist Church offers their free community meal at 6 o'clock. Everyone is welcome. You can dine in. You can also get carry out. Shining Light Baptist Church is at it's the corner, but it's really like the point of Mount Vernon and Church Streets. Yes, the Big Popcorn Festival yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The parade was last night. Tonight on the main stage is Colin Ray at 8:30, and he's probably one of the better known as far as the entertainment that they've had there. I know they got another one tomorrow night. At 8:30 is Blackstone Cherry. So that's at the Popcorn Festival. Now, also at the Popcorn Festival, they have a music stage set up at Founders Park. And there was music there all day yesterday. There'll be music all day today and music on Saturday. The emphasis is on Christian music. Today at noon, they'll be playing some blues by the group Jesus Freak Blues. At 12:30 is Christian Contemporary Music / Traditional Christian Music by Glenn Montes. At 1 o'clock, again, Contemporary Christian Music performed by Jeremy Lyles. At 2:15, there'll be Country / Southern Gospel with J.D. and the Good News Singers. At 3:15, Hard Rock with Stars Will Fall. 4:15, they've got Rap Hip Hop with Damac. 5 o'clock, Hard Rock / Metal, Weapons of God. And at 6:30, the last act for the evening is Hard Rock and its Chaotic Resemblance. Sometimes I think there's like a competition, and this is all kinds of music, but there's like a competition to see who can get the strangest names. But anyway, Saturday at the stage on Founders Park at 11 o'clock is a worship service with the First Free Will Baptist Church. Noon, contemporary Christian music performed by Oak and London. 12:45, we got Rap Hip Hop performed by Word Rat. 1:20 is Rap and Hip Hop performed by Big Rev. At 2:20, Hard Rock, performed by New Day Rising. And then at 3:40, it's Hard Rock, performed by Osborne. Okay. 5 o'clock is Hard Rock, performed by 3 Days Under. And rounding out the schedule, tomorrow night at 6:30, the last group is Hard Rock and Southern Rock, Under the Blood. So that's your lineup for the entertainment portion of the Popcorn Festival. Now, if you are going down to the Popcorn Festival, after you've taken in all the sights and sounds and food, and by the way, it's just amazing to me how many food vendors they have there. I mean, I don't know what the count is, but I mean, it's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of food vendors. So you can get just about anything you want there. Just about anything you could think of is available at the Popcorn Festival, except for popcorn. Now, last year there was one vendor there that was selling bags of, I think they had like caramel popcorn, cheese popcorn, butter popcorn. You know, you could buy the bag. But they were the only ones doing it that I saw. So, it's kind of interesting. Popcorn Festival, there's not a whole lot of popcorn going on. But anyway, some things you can take in when you're down at the Popcorn Festival. Walk over to 169 East Church Street, Heritage Hall, where the Marion County Historical Society is. And what they're doing today and tomorrow, from 1 to 4, both days, free admission. And what better time to view the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum, which is right there in Heritage Hall. They've got all the popcorn wagons and machines and all the things that originally were over at Wyandotte and have now moved over to Heritage Hall, so you can see that. Also, Mary Ellen Withrow has her room down there at the museum, so you can see that. And basically, you can see all the exhibits that they have. And so if you've never been there, or if you want to go back again, you can get in for free today and tomorrow from 1 to 4. Also, while you're down at the Popcorn Festival today and tomorrow, there is the Pop Fest Art Show at 190 West Center Street. I believe that's the inflatables store, or it's very close to the inflatables store, but it's 190 West Center Street. The Pop Fest Art Show, and it was a juried show, so there was grand prize and ribbons and runners up and everything. So you can take in an art show. Again, it's free, doesn't cost anything, and it is from noon to seven. All right, Caledonia Farmers Market tomorrow. That's Saturday from 10 to 1 in the public square in Caledonia. They don't have anything, any other special events. Their summer music series is over, but they still have in their farmer's market. You can still get your fresh produce. And I mean, this is the best time of year for tomatoes. I mean, they're just so good. And there's nothing like a homegrown tomato. Won't mention any grocery stores by name, but you just don't get the same thing in the grocery store that you can get when you grow it yourself or you stop down at the farmer's market. So that's going on tomorrow. Also tomorrow is the farmer's market in LaRue, 350 North High Street, LaRue. Now, normally that's 9 to 2, but tomorrow only, because of the Popcorn Festival, the Farmer's Market in LaRue will be from 9 to 11. That's from 9 to 11, so you got to get there early to the Farmer's Market in LaRue. Sunday, September 10th, the Marion's Women's Club is having a home tour, and that's at 1126 East Center Street. You can tour the Marion's Women's Club's home. It's a colonial revival style house that was built in 1903. So basically, it's 120 years old. And you can learn about the impact that the women's clubs have had on Marion. It's from 2 to 4, and it's $5. Now, I have not been inside the Marion's, the women's club home. I haven't taken this tour yet. But I found very interesting. They have, very interesting, they have a historical marker out in the front yard. And I don't know if you've ever bothered to stop and read the historical marker, but it's really interesting because they outline the history of the Marion's Women's Club. And gosh, there was, you know, in the 20th century, in the 1900s, there were dozens and dozens of women's clubs here in Marion. And they did all kinds of things. I mean, it's really quite amazing when you read some of the things that the women's clubs have sponsored and paid for and done in the last, well, 120 years. And actually, the women's club goes back a little bit before that. 1903, they go before that. But again, it's just, it's really amazing the contributions to Marion by the various women's clubs that are there. So visit the home, $5, Sunday, 2 to 4. All right, Monday, September 11th is the Fall Adult Lifelong Learning is registration at Marion Public Library. Registration starts at 9 a.m. and you must register in person. Classes begin in October. What is the adult lifelong learning, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked because I have the answer. This is what they do, is it's an exploration of a variety of topics for individuals 18 or older through short-term non-credit courses that are offered in the fall and in the spring. Classes will be led by subject matter experts, including some faculty individuals, on a variety of topics. So it's kind of like, you know, getting a college course or close to a college course for really inexpensive. You won't get credit for it, but it's continuation of that learning process. So registration is $25 and it includes two classes. Additional classes are $5. Now, I could not find where they had listed yet what the classes were, so I don't know when they have that information, when they'll have it ready. But you also can call 740-387-0992. All right, also Monday, September 11th, which, by the way, that will be the anniversary of 9/11, and it'll be 22 years. And I couldn't find where they're doing any special kind of memorial activity, any special kind of commemoration, any kind of celebration of any kind. It seems like, you know, as we get farther and farther away, we do less and less to remember. I'm just saying that. And so if anybody knows if they're doing anything, give me a call, 740-383-9944. But I could not find anywhere where anything specifically is going to happen on Monday to commemorate or, you know, memorialize the events of 9/11. So that's just a side note by me. All right, Monday, September 11th, while we're talking about September 11th, is Lap Sit Baby Time at the Marion Public Library. And it's at 10 o'clock. It runs for half an hour. And it's for babies 0 to 24 months. And there will be songs and rhymes and books and finger play. So 0 to 24 months, lap sit, baby time, the Marion Public Library on Monday. Also on Monday, September 11th, is the Wetlands Exploration at Tallgrass Trail. Now, this was originally scheduled for the 6th. That was Wednesday. And James Anderson, the naturalist, he was looking at the radar and the weather forecast about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And kind of that afternoon, he pulled the plug on this. And in his own words, he felt kind of bad that he had to do it. So it's been rescheduled for Monday, 6 o'clock. And they recommend that you wear old clothes or clothes that you don't care if they get a little bit wet or a little bit muddy or a little bit dirty, because you are going to be exploring the wetlands. So that's at Tallgrass Trail, Wetlands Exploration, 6 o'clock. And that it's the event that was rescheduled from the 6th. All right. Also on Monday, September 11th, if being outside and stomping around the wetlands is not your cup of tea, how about checking out the Palace Theater? They've got Ballroom Dancing with Kirk. And it starts at 7:30. And each class runs 60 to 75 minutes. And what it is this is for 6 Monday nights in a row. So this is the first, and then it's going to run for five Monday nights after that. It's $10 a class or $50 if you sign up for all 6. And tonight, or not tonight, but Monday night, the first class is Waltz and Rumba. The second class will be on the cha-cha. The third class will be swing. The fourth one is salsa. The fifth class is the country two-step. And then the last class will be a review. So if you only have like one of those dances that you're interested in, you only have to go to that class. But if you kind of like to do a little bit of every kind of ballroom dancing, you'd like to maybe learn a couple of them, that's what they have on tap. So that's at the Palace Theater, Ballroom Dancing with Kirk, 7:30 Monday night. Tuesday, September 12th, Books in Focus at the Marion Public Library. Adults are $3. No, no, it's free. Adults, it's for adults. Now, let me get back on focus here. Okay, Books in Focus, the Marion Public Library. Tuesday at 3 o'clock, it's for adults. And by the way, they're going to do it in October and I think November too. So it's the second Tuesday. Join the staff to hear about new books coming to the library in October. What they're focusing on is some of the lesser known or new authors or books without a lot of publicity. So basically it's going to be, you know, get you familiarized with some books that the mainstream media is not talking about, or maybe it's an author that's not well known. So, Books in Focus on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, September 12th, Teens, Dungeons, and Dragons at the Marion Public Library from 3:15 to 5 o'clock, and all skill levels are welcome. Again, that's all skill levels. If you want to start playing, or you've been playing for many years, you're welcome there. They got room for you. Wednesday, September 13th. This is What Can Libby Do For Me? And it's for adults, and it's from 4:30 to 5:30. Now, I've never heard of this, Libby, okay? This was totally new to me. I don't know if you're familiar with it out there, you know about it or not, but what it is read or listen to books from the Libby app on your Apple or Android phones or tablets. So basically, there's an app, it's called Libby, and you can read the books or listen to the books. Now, I know on Kindle, it's reading the books. Now, I don't know if Kindle has a listening feature. I don't know. There again, this is not my area of expertise. But this Libby app, you can read or listen to, and tablets, phones, Apple or Android. So, Wednesday night, they said join and learn more. So it must be relatively new. Also on Wednesday the 13th, we have Financial Self-Defense After 50. What Gen X Needs to Know About Aging and End-of-Life Planning. And it's from 5:30 to 7:30. It is for free. And it is in the Kingston Residences of Marion. And I had to look this up because I get confused. Okay, I'm a baby boomer. I'm 64 years old. I was kind of the tail end of the baby boom generation. But sometimes I get confused on who's Gen X and who's Gen Z and who's Gen Y and who's millennials and all that kind of stuff. So if you're like me, this is geared toward the people born in the Gen X generation, and that is basically about 1965 to 1980. So it's the generation immediately behind me. It's the 40 to 65 year olds. Well, 40 to 60, whatever. 40 to 60 year olds, 59 year olds. But anyway, it's that generation. So the Financial Self-Defense After 50, it's at the Kingston Residences of Marion. And they're going to have, I know there's some financial planners there. There's an attorney there. Basically just talking about the things that you need to know as you're getting older and you're getting closer to the end of your life. All right. Also on Wednesday, September 13th, is You Are Not Alone, Family Resources for Mental Health. This will be held at the Marion Public Library at 6 o'clock. There is no charge. Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, that is this month, September. Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Tom and Ann McCabe explain 988 and other local health mental health resources. 988 is that three-digit phone number you call. Tom and Ann have over 30 years experience with NAMI. NAMI stands for the National Alliance on Mental Health. So basically it's an educational forum, and you can get information and get leads on various resources that are available. Thursday, September 14th. Is story time at the Marion Public Library. 10 a.m. and also again at 11. It lasts for half an hour. There's a session at 10 and then another session at 11. It's for preschool and younger. And they do songs and rhymes and activities and stories. Thursday, downtown farmers market, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the corner of Church and Main. So that's this Thursday night, farmers market, corner of Church and Main. All right, so that's what I have for you this week. And I'd really like to hear from somebody. If you went to the Popcorn Festival yesterday, or if you went to the parade last night, I'd really like to hear about it. I'd like to hear especially your impressions of the parade, and also to your impressions of the Popcorn Festival. So you can call me here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Call me up and tell me what happened, what you saw, what you thought of the Popcorn Festival. You know, it's really kind of interesting because I know that I don't have the perspective of past Popcorn Festivals. I'm kind of new in this area, and this is only the third. I went 2 years ago, and then I went last year. After the COVID break, when they started up again, I've been going to the Popcorn Festivals, and it's kind of an interesting festival because it is called the Popcorn Festival, but there really are there are no events centered around popcorn here. You can't buy anything popcorn. And, you know, like, for instance, I'm familiar with, like, festivals for, like, the sunflower festivals. And they got people showing their different sunflowers. They got people selling sunflower crafts and things like that. They got people selling, you know, 15 different ways to make sunflower seed pie, and or the Scarecrow Festival down in Washington Courthouse. They have, a scarecrow competition and things like that. Now, I'm not really sure what you could do with the popcorn, but it just seems kind of strange to me. The Popcorn Festival, it's like an excuse just to have this big food and music, and we'll call it the Popcorn Festival. But I'd be interested in hearing your perspective on it. If you went to the parade last night, or if you went to the festival today, or if you've gone to festivals in the past, I certainly would be interested in hearing about how this one compares, or how it's been the last couple years, how it compares to popcorn festivals in the past. So you can give me a call, 740-383-9944. Also, too, if you are a member of a group or an organization and you've got a fundraiser coming up, or a festival coming up, or you guys have weekend activities coming up that you want to get out there, give me a call. Now, the number you want to call there is 419-210-0267. That's 419-210-0267. You can leave me a message. Just give me the name of your organization and the date that you're doing something and what it is that you're doing, and we'll get your event talked about on the line here. So, if you did something else Labor Day weekend, if you took in any of those other events that I mentioned last week, I would be interested in hearing about it. Because there was a lot of stuff going on last week, too. So if you took in anything last weekend, I certainly would be interested in hearing. I had the privilege of attending Scott's Cookout on Monday. And it was a very nice event. It was a small event. There were roughly, there were all told, all together, there was 10 to 12 people there. But it was a real nice time. And we got into some really good discussions. Nobody broke out in a, you didn't have any fist fights breaking out, or nobody's calling anybody names or anything like that. But there was some good discussion. And you know, that's what cookouts are for. Just a chance for people to get together and exchange ideas. So that was that. And then I also went on Labor Day down to Delaware, Ohio. If any of you are readers and like to shop at used bookstores, there is a new used bookstore in Delaware, Ohio, that I only became aware of last week. I became aware of them because I saw on Facebook where they were celebrating their first anniversary. So they've been around for a year. But if you are ever interested in shopping for used books, or if you want to clean out your house and you've got a lot of used books you want to sell, you might want to check out Griffey's Book Emporium. That's Griffey. Griffey's Book Emporium. And they're on Troy Road. Actually, they're on the corner of Troy Road and 37, which I think in town, Delaware, I think that's the one that they call, I think it's Central. I could be wrong. Don't quote me. But anyway, it's 37 and Troy. And Griffey's Book Emporium. Had a real nice time in there. Really clean shop. And I got what I felt was a good deal on a book. And the person that I was with, she's in daycare. And so she picked up about half a dozen children's books. So it's a nice place. It's really nice. Had the chance also, before we went to Scott's Picnic, to go out and see a friend out in Mount Vernon, Ohio, that I hadn't seen in probably 10 years. So it was good to just go out and reconnect with someone that we kind of lost touch with, but make that connection. So that was my Labor Day. Nothing too special, but it was very nice. It was very nice. Kind of relaxing. So again, if you're been to the Popcorn Festival, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Or if you did something else this past weekend, give me a holler and let me know. Some of the things coming up in the future, you'll kind of want to keep in the back of your mind. They're going to be doing a movie, the movie Finding Nemo Jr. at the Palace Theater in October. Also in October, we've got a car show coming up at the Day Spring Wesleyan Church. Car shows are really, really popular. Also coming up in October is the Historical Society is going to have their ham and bean supper. Now, that's something that they used to do, and it's my understanding that they stopped during COVID, and this is the first year for having the ham and bean supper for the fundraiser for the Historical Society. So you want to be watching for that. I'll keep you informed about that. December 1st kicks off the Christmas at the Palace Theater. I'll have more details about that. And we've got a train show coming up in December for all you model railroad enthusiasts. So that's just a couple things to be watching for. Also, too, I do want to give another reminder, a plug, for the Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States. And that's on Saturday, November 4th. That's at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility on Waldo, Delaware Road. Tickets are $35. And what you get is you get to sit with the presidents, you get to hear some presidents speak. And not all of the presidents there will be speaking, but there will be four speaking presidents, and then there'll be several non-speaking that you have dinner with. And so when you're having your dinner, you have an opportunity to, whatever president is at your table, sit there and ask questions and converse with the president. So in addition to hearing the speaking presidents, you get to interact with the presidents at your table. The dinner is a buffet dinner of dishes taken from the White House cookbook. And so that's for the dinner that night. The presidents that are going to be speaking are James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt. So those are the four speakers we'll hear from. And the non-speaking presidents are George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, Ulysses S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren G. Harding, and Harry S. Truman. Also, there will be Mrs. Taft, Helen Louise Nellie Taft, and Mrs. Eisenhower, Mamie Eisenhower. So that should be a good time. As a matter of fact, I will be there. And really looking forward to it. This will be the first time that I've been attending the meet and dine with the president. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I hope maybe I can see some of you there. So again, give me a call, 740-383-9944. We've got a few minutes left here. You can tell me about the Popcorn Festival or the parade or what you did for Labor Day. Also, too, you can leave me a message at 419-210-0267 if you have an event coming up. All right. Let's see. What else is going on here? Well, we have a call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you know, normally a festival has the, you know, whatever the festival for, has that item, you know, where they, if it's a chili festival, you know, they make chili, you know, you can buy the chili up there, sample chili up there. If it's a pumpkin festival, normally there's pumpkins at that festival. But the popcorn festival, I ain't been there for years. But I don't even think you can buy a thing of popcorn up there.
Well, I know, yeah, I mean, it's strange to me, because, like I said, there, you know, last year when I went, there was one vendor, and I mean, there's got to be 50 food vendors there. There was one vendor selling bags of already popped popcorn that was either, you know, caramel coated or cheese coated, and that was it. You know,
yeah.
I couldn't even find anybody selling jars of unpopped popcorn or anything like that. And I just, you know, it's like you said, if at the pumpkin festival they have pumpkin carving, you know, contests, or
pumpkin pie,
or the heaviest pumpkin.
Yeah.
And you know, I could see something like, you know, maybe they could have like kids crafts or a kids art display where kids have, you know, done, you know, crafts with popcorn being a part of it, you know, something having to do with it. It just strikes me as strange that there is nothing going on there relating to popcorn.
They could have a contest of who makes the best popcorn ball.
Right, right.
You know, or something, but there's nothing to popcorn about it.
Yeah, I mean, heck, make popcorn balls and have a popcorn throwing contest or something.
Yeah. Like the fruitcake toss.
Right, exactly. Hey, you know, that's maybe we'll start that next year.
Well, that could, that, yeah. Or at least suggest it to the people up there or something.
Right, and you know, I mean, I think
for 25 cents you get to throw a ball.
Yeah, that's right.
Popcorn ball.
Hey, that's, there you go. For 25 cents you get to throw it. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And you know, 25 that could go to a charity or could go to the popcorn, you know, budget.
Yeah, Yeah. And I mean, I think it's great that the Historical Society is, you know, opening up the museum and not charging admission for free. They're, you know, you can get in for free, and that way some people can go in and see the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum, you know, all their equipment and everything. But even then, you know, you have to find the museum. You have to go inside just to see the stuff.
Well, I don't think, you know, Popcorn Fest has been around for, what, 40 years?
Yeah.
But I don't even think when it started up there was anything about popcorn up there.
I don't know. That's just kind of
strange. I could be wrong, but, you know, when I was up there years ago, I never seen nothing about popcorn.
Well, it's like, you know, they have, in the museum, they have those, old, like, the old popcorn wagons. You would think they could, I don't know, you would think they could get one of those out of the museum and have it, like, lead the parade.
Yeah. Or popcorn's so cheap, they could give popcorn out.
Exactly. You know, that's the other thing. You know, free popcorn and or whatever.
Right.
Yep. So, I don't know. It just seems kind of strange to me.
Well, hopefully somebody's listening that can have something to do with festivals and maybe incorporate something.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be good. I mean, surely you can come up with something.
I get Scott Spears to harp about it. Maybe something will happen.
Well, there you go. I'll bring it up next hour.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Later.
Bye. All right. Yeah. You know, it just seems strange to me. I don't want to, you know, dwell on this, but it just seems strange to me that at the Popcorn Festival, there's nothing popcorn going on. I don't know. What did it used to have anything going on? Does anybody remember? You know, he said, you know, for as far back as he could remember, there wasn't anything. So, I don't know. But anyway, so give me a call. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What's on your mind? I'll be back next hour with Scott and Matt and Sean and myself. We'll be back for the Exchange Club. Who knows what we're going to get into? I guess Scott has an agenda there. I'm not sure. I don't know what controversies he's going to try and start up, but I guess we'll find out. So we've got just a couple minutes left here, so stick around and we'll see what we can get into. One last chance to call if you want to give me a call. Call me 740-383-9944. What's on your mind? Popcorn Festival, Popcorn Parade, what you did for Labor Day. Or are you just going to, are we people just staying at home today because of the lousy weather? You know, I think last year we had great weather. As if I recall, I think we had great weather last year. And I think even the year before that, once they started up from COVID, I think we've had good weather up until this year. So hopefully it won't be too ugly for the rest of the day. So I don't know. We'll just see. So, again, all kinds of things happening this weekend, all kinds of things you can take advantage of. And temperature-wise, it's going to be nice this weekend. So, you know, get out and take advantage of some of the things going on. All right, 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. I did mention that they're going to be having, the Historical Society is having their ham and bean dinner on the 14th of October. I do know that Fred Malone is going to be stopping by here before that, probably a week before that. He's going to spend a few minutes on the show with me and talking specifically about the ham and bean dinner, but also talking about what's going on at Heritage Hall. They've got some new things in the works, so be anxious to hear about that. So that'll be later this month. We'll have Fred Malone on. So, well, I want to thank you for sticking around, listening. I hope I gave you some information on something you can do this weekend or this week, maybe a couple pieces of information, or maybe something somebody you knows that they would be interested in it, and you can pass that along to them. So thanks again for listening. I'll be back right after this short break with Scott and Matt and Sean, and we'll be coming right back to you. And don't go anywhere.
You're listening to